All right. Good morning, everybody. A lot of really good assignments came in this last week. Prayer works. And reading all your guys' assignments really got me thinking, quite frankly. A really good exercise, because I took a minute to do it, was just to put your own scripture to each one of the keys. You know, there's the four keys Patrick shared, and when you take the whole chapter as a whole, it really does come down to those, that really that group, that the four keys which unlock or give us, they get that whole mechanism of prayer. And really, ultimately, it just lines us up. It lines me up with God. You know, I think we always want to go into prayer. You know, we can find prayers in Scripture, maybe like an Abraham who was praying to the Lord and thinking that we can change God's mind. But I think it was more Abraham seeing what God's mind really is, if you ever read that. But, you know, we can put a scripture to each one of those keys. And as we do that, it, for me, it really helps. So if you want to, you want a new assignment, it's just put your own scripture to each one of those four keys of being grateful, of asking God, how can I honor His will, and engaging in praying for others. You know, you think about, I just got thinking about all the people. You know, I don't have thousands of employees, and I don't have hundreds, but I got a good amount of employees and families and people in my life, and you know, praying for them. And, you know, the Lord has put these people under our care, which is awesome. It's awesome. And it's scary too. It's very scary at the same time. You know, praying about our challenges, you know, we all, no matter where we're at in our walk and in our, with our companies, we all have challenges every day, just personal challenges, challenges outside, challenges coming at us, so repenting of our sins, you know, repenting of our sins, just, and it's for, you know, repentance is a constant, it almost seems, feel for me, it feels like it's a 24/7 endeavor, because it's easy to get distracted and go down some pretty silly roads in our lives. And that does bring us to today, asking for the opportunity to continue. Because it is the next breath we take, it's God's gift to us to have another moment to serve Him in this life. And so we have to. It's by His grace we continue. We continue today, and then by His grace we continue to tomorrow. And as it says in James, if we ought to say, if the Lord wills, we are going to go here or there and do this or do that and sell this job or do that job and do all these different things in life. As we just say, if the Lord wills. And thank God we can say that, if God wills. And by His grace and mercy, He does. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this morning. We just do thank You for the, thank You. We got to just come and say thank You for the challenges that we face every day. Thank You for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which washes us and cleanses us, that if we do confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because there's stuff we don't even remember, we don't even realize, but You're faithful to us. Lord, You're so good. You're so good. You're so kind. And as we thank You this morning for the opportunity to continue, how You open doors that no man can shut, and give us a chance and a second chance, Lord. We thank You for our second chance today to serve You, to glorify You, and see You magnified in what we do. We thank You for this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, Patrick's talking about just really it's being faithful and asking for the opportunity to continue in the bubble that God's placed us in. And it makes me think about, you know, Lord was, I think it's Jesus was, before He was ascended into heaven after resurrection, you know, Peter's kind of saying, well, what about that guy? And what about this guy? And what about that? And Jesus says, I think tells him, I'm not going to say it perfectly here, but He basically says, you just do what I've got for you to do today, and you don't worry about that other guy over there. So many times we can, I know for me, I can think, well, what about this or what about that? And why does that guy get to do this or whatever it is? And the Lord's just saying, I've given you a place to serve. Embrace it. You know, and that's what we can do. We can embrace right where we're at today in the place the Lord's given us to serve today, and thank God today for the opportunity to continue. Anyway, let's pray. What a great morning. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to continue. And really, Lord, how, as our brother said there near the end, it's the opportunity to continue through all of eternity. You know, when you set up your kingdom, it's not like we're all going to be just standing in the unemployment line waiting for our check. You know, because now we got a harp, we got a cloud, and we're just sitting back. But that opportunity, and even in heaven, is we're going to be going to work. There's going to be things to do, things to tend to, things to take care of, people, places, and things, I guess, even in heaven. I don't know. It's hard to conceive of it. But I know it's not a stagnant place. It's a place where there's things happening and moving and growing. And so here on this earth, we're not living stagnant lives. There's things to do, people to know. There's people, places, and things to be about. So we just thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can be engaged in prayer. We can be engaged in with you and the opportunities that you put before us today to continue in your will. We give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.